Kansas City's classic rock station, 101 The Fox. Good morning. Slacky with you here. We are excited. This has been the 2 weeks of buzz about our Kansas City Chiefs heading to the big game Sunday in Tampa, taking on the Bucs. It is the new face of the NFL with the arguably older face of the NFL. And all throughout the season, we have been spotlighting men and women of labor with my partner, Elise Martini, the business manager of the Greater Kansas City Building and Trades Council. First of all, Elise, welcome back.
Good morning. It's been a while. Glad to be back.
I see you purchased a little Super Bowl jersey here. Did you buy that or did you get that? Because it's
I ran out of the gift, so I finally went out and bought one.
Well, you look great. You look all official and all red for our Red Friday. This gentleman at your side is the editor of the Labor Beacon and from the First District at Large, Mr. Kevin O'Neill. Kevin, welcome.
See you, Slacker.
We're going to talk a little bit about Kevin and to Kevin here in just a second, but at least for those who are interested in finding out maybe about labor and the trades and or nominating somebody, how can they do that?
They can go to our website, which is beunion.com. That's beyounion.com. Or they can call us. They can call the office, 816-836-8485, and they can let us know someone to nominate. Although we're finally wrapping up, Chiefs, I'll look forward to next, talking about where we're going to carry on this tradition in a little bit different way, but there's always opportunities to get nominated, so we'd love for them to contact us.
Well, tell us about this week's MVP.
Well, I really am so excited that we end this year's MVP with a legend, and a lot of folks don't know this person, but he is the creator and he's the communicator of labor. He is the editor of the Union Labor Beacon, and for those that get it in the mail, he's the one that makes sure that everyone knows what's going on in the labor movement. And then, besides him doing that for so many years, and he'll talk about it, he actually serves our community and makes sure labor is recognized at the table and prevailing wage, and everyone's paid a livable wage. It is wonderful to have Kevin O'Neill here today.
Well, Councilman, this is your life. Let's go back and tell our... Full disclosure, Kevin, I've known each other for many, many years, of course, and have worked together on various things. And first of all, it's great to have you here. For those who are listening this morning who may not know a little bit about your labor prowess, let's tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, frankly, it's been my honor for the last 30 years to cover organized labor. And I've felt like I've been chronicling labor's ups and downs for the last 30 years and how important labor is to the communities and to the country, for that matter. I think my overall goal has always been to make people understand that organized labor is the backbone of every community they're in. They set the tone for the middle class. And for the last 30 years, I kind of think sometimes I feel like I'm chronicling the demise of organized labor because so many legislatures are attacking prevailing wage and collective bargaining and right to work and all these issues. I've been lucky to meet these people and work with them, and over this period of years, just bought the paper in 92 and it had about 1,000 subscribers, and we now have 30,000 subscribers. We're the only outlet really for a lot of the labor people to actually see what's going on in their world.
Sure.
When you pick up the Kansas City Star, you don't read a lot about labor and you don't hear about it on radio. So, I feel very lucky and blessed to have been able to do that for the last 30 years.
This week's MVP, Kevin O'Neill, and Councilman, how does your experience with the trades and labor help you in your ability to govern?
It's been a learning process, no question. I've been on about a year and a half as city council for the First District at Large, so I represent the whole city. What I learned over the last 28, 30 years, municipalities are where things get done. You don't have to deal with the crazy, right-wing, left-wing politics. You just focus on helping people directly through trash pickup, through water services, aviation, all that. I think the most place it's helped me most is trying to get the other council members and my colleagues to understand the value of labor and how important they are. We bid out probably over $1 billion. With the airport, we have over $1 billion, almost $2 billion worth of work.
Sure.
We let out every year. So it's important to have a seat at the table so I can speak to the people working on those jobs and doing the contractors that do those jobs that are signatory. And that's real important. I just think there's a lot of fraud that goes on in the construction industry. There's a lot of labor brokers that broker, bad labor, undocumented workers and things, and they take money and they send it home. A lot of money is stolen out of cities because it's never recorded. So I'm bringing that to the table and letting people know that this is a real problem, and that we have as a group the opportunity to fix it. And so I keep harping on that. Someday they'll listen to me.
Kevin O'Neill, the editor of the Labor Beacon and, of course, city councilman. And Kevin, for those who may be listening this morning who are interested in finding out more about getting into the construction trades, what would you say to them?
If you're looking for a career, you know, I think the building and trades and other labor jobs are actually career job. It's not where you just go and pick up a saw and start doing things and then go to your next job and it's a different job. This is a career. You learn a craft. You become an expert craftsman. Go from an apprentice to a journeyman. You can make 50 to 70 to 80,000 a year. That's a career, and that's what builds the middle class. And that's why I'm so worried about how labor has been treated over the last 30 years. Is we're losing the middle class. And if you really want to have, you want to send your kids to school, if you want to go on vacation, you want to buy a new truck, you can do that in labor. You can actually have a career. If you didn't go to college, this is a great alternative.
My father was with the International Machinist for 58 years of his working career, and it has helped put my brother and I through school and provided a great wage and a great life. And that is available to everyone listening this morning. But for you, on behalf of the Greater Kansas City Building and Trades Council, Elise Martini, business manager, we'd like to thank you for your involvement in labor and present you quite literally with this week's MVP game ball. Kevin O'Neill, congratulations.
Thank you so much. That's very nice.
We may be wrapping up this season on Sunday, but we will continue to spotlight the men and women who make a difference in our community. How can you nominate people or find out more information about the construction trades?
Absolutely. I mean, it's February, and it's going to be March before you know it, and folks are going to go to work. There's a lot of work out there, thanks to Councilman O'Neill and all his work on making sure we get good jobs in the city. So they can go to our website. That's beunion.com. That's BEYOUNION.com. Or give us a call, 816-836-8485.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Kansas City Chiefs, the second consecutive big game that we've been involved in. How do you see this play out?
Well, I'm concerned losing Eric Fisher.
Yeah.
But, you know, we lost our right tackle, Mitchell Schwartz. We made it work. We've lost everybody on that line the entire year. I think Patrick Mahomes brings it home. He's just too good. I think he will repeat as the second quarterback MVP. Bring that home to us.
Oh, I hope you're right. I really do. Well, for Elise Martini, this week's MVP, Kevin O'Neill, I'm Slacker. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Slacker.
Kansas City, the home of the world champions, and also home to the best classic rock station in the universe. 101, The Fox.